Glad that you are here and listening to the WGBU Morning Show live from Art Prize. We are just as busy as we are in the studio. And yes, we do talk Art Prize, and we talk the other opportunities that are going on in our world as Art Prize slowly winds down. We'll be talking Art Prize tomorrow for sure. A couple of artists in the studio here in this studio. My next guest returns to the morning show. I think I remember you, Brian, from an earlier interview. You've got a big deal coming up on October 14th, the Parkinson's Association of West Michigan hosting a superb walk at Frederick Meyer Gardens, and I imagine by then our leaves will have turned enough to give you a backdrop. So, Brian Taroni, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be down here this morning.
You're quite welcome. You are here to talk about a great association in our own backyard, Brian, one that I know is close to your heart. Parkinson's Association, you're here to get the word out and to friend and fundraise?
Absolutely, yes. Fundraise, give support and care, everything all above.
Yes, and coming up on the 14th of October, you present this walk at Frederick Meyer Gardens, and yes, the fall colors brilliantly on display. Tell me about the Parkinson's Association here in West Michigan. What are you doing?
We are providing support and hope to people with Parkinson's and their family, caregivers, providing education, opportunities to network and support groups, and live whole.
And obviously, Parkinson's, a serious disease, yet we live with Parkinson's, and I'm sure the association helps those who are touched in all ways.
Yes, we have plenty of opportunities throughout the year for various support groups, activities. We help support other organizations in West Michigan that also provide support and care.
Tell me about you, Brian.
Brian Taroni, I'm turning 50 really soon, believe that or not.
I wish I was. No, I don't. Don't look 50. I would have given you 40.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with Parkinson's April 11, 2011, April 29, 2011. And, near and dear to me. It affects me every day. It affects my wife, my family, my career, every aspect of it, my friends. And,
yes. And Parkinson's is such that it falls under the spectrum of what disease category is it?
It's a neurological disease that there's no known cure, no known cause. Actually, there's really no definitive test to prove you have it. It's a series of tests to prove other things you don't have. And they whittle it down to that and give you some medicine and see how you respond. And based upon that, to make a diagnosis.
And again, Parkinson's is also what Michael J. Fox is experiencing in his life, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Brian, let's talk about the 14th of October. What's happening?
It's going to be an awesome event. We're going to be out at Frederick Meyer Gardens.
Yep.
The 14th of October, which is a Sunday, early in the morning. Registration is at 8 or 8:30. Walk begins shortly thereafter. And then we'll have a brunch served at about 11 o'clock.
Now, my notes tell me a free brunch. Nothing's free, Brian.
Free brunch. Free access. Come out to the park. Oh, we got you covered to get in. We got you covered for breakfast. I'd like for you to come out and join us for some awareness, education, fellowship, and see the awesome colors. That park's going to be fantastic
awesome.
By the 14th.
Now, you do, I would think, challenge some of your participants to raise some money, maybe for a free T-shirt or something, right?
Yeah, you can visit our website and register as an individual or a team. And for if you raise $100, we'll give you one of these awesome T-shirts.
Yep.
It says Beat Parkinson on the back, out of our logo on the front. Choice of teal or black.
Ooh. Is this teal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of a teal. You, let's see. What else do we want to talk about here? Are you part of a national organization, Brian?
No, we're actually independent. There's a number of independent groups throughout the U.S. We're one of them. There's another group on the other side of the state, and I think there's a few down in Indiana, in the Midwest, Southwest.
Yes.
There are other organizations that do great work. We just happen to be independent over here in West Michigan.
Yep. And again, your role as an association is to assist with those who either are newly diagnosed, caregivers, and more. Is that when we reach out to you?
Yep, everyone all the above. Whether you're newly diagnosed, you've had it for some time, families, immediate caregivers, and so on. It's really important for those that are newly diagnosed to understand what's happening to them, what's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
And some folks have a hard time dealing with things like that, and we're there to support them.
Yes. How did your symptoms come on, Brian?
Way back early in 2011, I started having some fine motor skill problems with my right hand, mouse, keyboard, and then went through a series of occupational medicine visits. They continued to push through the process of all sorts of stuff, of wrist brace, medicine, lifting restrictions, physical therapy, on and on and on. And in April, one of the doctors said to me, "I think you have Parkinson's or MS." And my ears stopped working at that point in time. I didn't hear anything else he said.
Went to denial.
It was just kind of a shock. Yeah. And I'd been going through this for a few months and really had reached the point of, could we get on with this and get a diagnosis? And from there went for a neurology visit, MRI, results, second opinion, and diagnosed Parkinson's.
Yes. And again, the family lives with it, you live with it, and you help others by obviously presiding over the Parkins Association West Michigan. What's this Fate Fun, again, Toys for Everyone, Deputy?
Yeah, I'm a busy guy. I like to stay busy. My wife and I run a nonprofit called Fate Fun, again, Toys for Everyone.
Huh.
And what we do is at Christmas time, we collect new and gently used toys that we can get to children and families in need. And we've been doing this 7 years or so, and every year we help out a few hundred kids.
Yes.
And it's a tremendous thing.
Are you also involved with the Kent County Search and Rescue?
Yes, been with them going on 10 years or soon. Deputy Director, third in command, and do a whole lot of searching for folks that need to be found, those elderly or lost in the woods or whatever the case may be.
Do you work with the animals?
We do have a canine unit. I'm not part of the canine unit, but we do have a bunch of canines that do tremendous work. Yes. It's amazing to see them work.
So back to Parkinson's. Again, we're calling this Move It Day, Sunday, October 14th. How do we register for this, Brian?
You can visit our website at parkinsonswm.org. And there's all sorts of information there for registration and other activities and events.
And it certainly is a walk. It's not a run.
Yep.
Make sure.
Walk at your own pace. See the sights. We actually have a bit of a guide type thing we're going to go through to make sure people can see specific art pieces there and sculptures that the folks over at MSU have decided to put some correlation to Parkinson's.
Do you work at all, Brian? I got a couple minutes left with the Van Andel Research Institute, or is that, I know Parkinson's is part of there.
Yeah, they're great people. Dr. Brunden, awesome man. And in fact, I was just over there last week for 2 days. The Grand Challenges Rally for a Cure was in town. Bunch of folks from all over the globe. Bunch of my friends from UK were over, and scientists. And it's great 2 days of knowledge and sharing and friendship.
Does your crystal ball see a cure for Parkinson's within a decade or two or three?
I certainly hope. The folks at Van Andel are doing great work. There's a lot of other stuff going on in downtown here. MSU, GVSU, on and on and on. There's a number of folks internationally that believe strongly that when the cure comes for Parkinson's, it's coming from West Michigan. Wow. They believe that. There's so much activity here in that research area. And I couldn't be happier to be here while having Parkinson's.
Yes. Brian Torini, you are president of the Parkinson's Association West Michigan, secretary treasurer, Fate Fun, again, Toys for Everyone, deputy director, Kent County Search and Rescue, and overall.
Husband, father, and employer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the husband, father, and...
Hi, Doris. Mom.
Mom, geez, everybody's your fan. Move It Day. Give me details one more time, if you would.
October 14th, 8:30 registration. 9 o'clock, start walking, walk as you wish, and by 11 we'll have a nice brunch ready for you when you get back.
Great. Collect those pledges of $100 or more. Brent, I know we just ran an EAS test. Put these back on real quick, which that took about a minute of us. I want to make sure we get the final details of the 14th of October, if you would.
Absolutely, yeah. October 14th, it's a Sunday, Frederick Meyer Gardens on the Beltline, 8:30 registration. You can register beforehand, by all means, online at parkinsonswm.org. 9:30, we'll start walking. By 11, we'll have a nice brunch. And have a great day.
Awesome. And again, say hello to all your fans out there.
Oh, my wife, Doris, my boys, Greg and Andrew, Olaf, my German Shepherd.
Oh, that's really who I want to get in. Well, Dad and hubby did a great job and certainly passionate about this important opportunity. Move It Day is Sunday, October 14th. Get out to our Frederick Meyer Gardens and get to know some good folk bringing awareness to Parkinson's disease. Brian Toroni.
Tarani,
yeah, it's as easy as that. Take care, man. Take care.
Thanks.
I'm Shelley. You've been listening to the WGBU Morning Show, and we have another half an hour right around the corner. Thanks for being here.